The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Good morning. Welcome to your Thursday morning briefing. Here's what you need to know to start your day with your host, former Saturday Night Live superstar Joe Piscopo, produced by Joe Sibilia, with news guy Al Gattulo, and traffic with Debbie Duhaime. This is the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970, The Answer.
Jersey Joe on the radio. Great to have you with us this morning. Hey, look, it's Thursday. Check it out. Like this, coming toward the end of February, February 25th, and then March, and then maybe a Joe Lumberg did 52 miles. I'm out there. You know what I did yesterday? I took the garbage out. But you think when you take the garbage out, it's not just taking the garbage out where I am. So what I got to do is, it's like the driveway, and I like it because, hey, I'm in the country. This is cool. I'm getting to a point where I think I'm going to be in a condominium. I'll be tired. You know, what do they call those condominiums, Joe? The older age condominiums?
The retirement community.
The retirement community, yeah. What do they call them?
Well, they're different. There's a difference between assisted living and going to like a 55 and older or something like that, if that's what you're thinking of.
Yeah, yeah. No, you know, it's like the senior citizen, whatever they call those, the retirement things, yeah. You know. So because now I got to go all the way down. Listen, I got to go down and you got to make a turn. And then you go all the way up. And when I say it's about 1,200 feet, and maybe even more than that. It seems like a couple thousand feet because I got to go to the end. So now I left the garbage can out there thinking sometimes I'll bring the garbage out to the garbage can that is already on the road, but I don't want to be a rude country neighbor. So someone, I think they were plowing the street and they put the garbage can somewhere. So I said, okay, I better take it back now. That was a hint that I should take my garbage. It's a bin. It's not a garbage can. It's one of those huge blue bins. It's not a big bin, but it's like a huge big garbage. So I take one up there. I can take the other down. And you know how I do it? I hook it on the back of my SUV and I use those little bungee things, and that was a good portion of my day yesterday. I'm like the garbage man
with
the
very exciting.
And every time I got it, I'm telling you, I have a great feature on my car. I keep telling you about that. When I go out, no matter where I go, it signals other cars to get like in my way and be right there with me. I don't know what it is. I can go out in the middle of the country. It could be 3 o'clock in the morning. Someone's going to be out there. Sure enough, I go out yesterday. I bring the garbage out. I'm doing my thing with the bungee cord. I'm trying to be the good neighbor that I am. And there's a car trying to get into the driveway. There's like three people on the property out in my neck of the woods. Ah, unbelievable. But so I'm thinking a hotel with a doorman, a hotel with a valet. Mm-hmm. I'm just saying. Yeah. Sounding good. Sounding good. Mm-hmm. Oh. I love the country. Otis. Otis in a hotel room? I don't know.
But do they have dog walkers at hotels?
What a back and forth. Otis. I'm hungry.
Don't make stop it, will you? Oh my God, my poor dog. I have
I'm
the
trying
dog
to do
trained.
Is go to the bathroom. This guy's shushing me to death.
I trained him that during when I did. We were doing live appearances all the time on like Saturdays. I would like to sleep late past like 3 o'clock in the morning for crying out loud, you know, sleep in, you know, and those go, we're up, right. We're up. And
I'm on camera.
And I would go like that. Now, The joke is that's what an agent did to me once. I'll never forget it. The running joke when he was on the phone. I was walking into Fox News. He's coming out of Fox News. I see the guy I recognize. He's on the cell phone and with the finger up in the air, the forefinger. And he goes like that to me. Wow. Oh, my God.
You're what very is, offended what, by that.
What's I was for years. What's 10% of what's 10% of that?
You fired 100%? Him on the spot, didn't you? No.
But that is so rude. I broke up with a girl because of that. That drives me
she
crazy.
She shushed you?
Yes, she
I'm not surprised.
No, but she, worse yet, she was like talking around me with somebody, and I tried to ask her something, and she puts her hand over my mouth like Clay Aiken did to Kelly Ripa.
Forget about it. Forget about it. No, no, done deal.
It was all downhill.
Now I know why Joe wants to date older women. See, now I know.
Because they can't hear?
Right. Yes, well, that's part of it.
Yes,
that's part
of it.
They
can't hear.
What a relationship.
What?
Can you hear me? What?
Huh? What did you say, Slapjack?
Did you shush me? Oh, boy. I'm dealing with that right now with my in-laws.
Listen, wait, whoa. Let me talk. I'm talking about myself when you get older with hearing, because I'm telling more and more, I crank everything up, and I think probably, because plus I think me and Al always said, when we talk about tinnitus, we always go like two little kids.
What did you say?
I got tinnitus. I got the ring in it.
But I'm dealing with that with my in-laws. My mother-in-law has tinnitus. She can't hear that well. So yesterday when I came in from the gym, I was talking to my father-in-law, who was in the living room in his chair and whatever. And he said, you know, she said something to him as I walked in. He yelled to her. And then I said something, and he talked to me. And she goes, what? Jimmy, did you say something? What? And I'm like, no, Mom, I'm home. Oh, I thought he was talking to me. No.
That's great.
You know, I get it.
I don't know. By the grace of God, Al, you know, because you, your patience is thin as a human.
Thank you.
Living
what,
with
wow,
your
that's a, what
your
a compliment.
Your patience is thin, but
my
you're not.
My patience is thin. Wow, that's great. Yeah. Fat slob.
Yeah.
No patience. Very nice.
I did
so
not
complimentary.
Say, I did not say your patience is thin, but you're not. I did not say that.
No,
Joe.
You're
that
right. I said
news.
That. I'll take
so
it.
So complimentary.
Fake news.
So complimentary. It's great.
Wow. Your patience is thin.
I don't know how I don't just walk into traffic when I leave here at the end of the day. Oh, that's right. I did when I chased the UPS guy down because my patience was thin.
If I could just be as thin as my patience, I'd be a good man. Yeah. I know what you're saying.
Very nice.
No, that's not true. But to live with your in-laws, Albert, really, God bless you for that, man.
Well, honestly, I know this sounds odd, but I don't really see them that much because I'm either working or whatever. Yeah. And they go out during the day. You know, they go get lunch. They drive around, whatever. So and they're still mobile. No, but I'm just.
Do they forget where they are?
No. Well, they grew up in the town that I live in. So
this is good.
Yeah,
this is great.
But I don't really have that many issues with my in-law. Like last night, it was so funny. My father-in-law comes in. He's like, "What are you doing?" I'm like, "I'm cooking chicken cutlets." He's like, "When did you learn how to cook?" And I'm like, "You know, my mom and learn you know stuff." My father couldn't boil water. My father-in-law couldn't boil water. I mean, that's how. Oh. You know. But whatever. Yeah. I enjoy it, so I cook chicken cutlets for everybody. Big deal.
Yeah. You know. There was one. I stayed at a friend's house once down in Florida, and they had a beautiful place, you know. And then I said, and I was doing a show the next day. I said, I'll have French toast. Okay. Well, I don't really cook. I got to tell you, I've never seen French toast messed up as much as that French toast
was English
messed
muffin?
Up. And is this okay? It's like black and charred.
But that's how you like it, burnt.
I know. I ate it. What was I going to say? The Three Stooges.
You made your French toast with a bagel instead of regular bread.
Yeah. It was like unbelievable. Hey, Joe on the radio, we're just ripping. I'm looking at stories that are breaking to see what's vital. But I'm so done with everything. Everything you and I talked about, I talked to you listening. Everything we talked about, everything that's happening, everything that's wrong, everything where we talked about President Biden and we talked about the Democrats, what they're doing. And by the way, I'm a former lifelong Democrat. I love my Democrat friends. I love a liberal Democrat. But now it's so out of hand. Everything that you thought would go wrong is going wrong within this administration. They are doing nothing and nothing. And you know what? You and I, you Trump people, you're all Nazis. Oh, my God. Look what's happening there. The shutdown. By the way, the shutdown, the censorship is like I've never seen before, ever seen before. Jen Psaki, this press gal that's doing this press conference, doesn't seem like a bad gal. I hesitate to say anything mean about her, but oh, my gosh, they used to criticize Kayleigh McEnany? Really? Kayleigh was on, she was so astute and sharp and aware of everything they threw at her. Everything. Jen Psaki goes, she just All she does is defray it. And by the way, Joe Biden, you know, I don't want to be mean, but I hope he's okay. That's all I say. Because you know what? If he's my president, and I know you don't think he's a legitimate president, okay, fair enough. But as a person, as a human to human, I hope he's okay. Because I got to tell you something. I don't know. I don't see anything that he knows what's going on. I don't think he knows what's going on. You know, 8:14 with Joe on the radio. But with due respect, I wish him all the best. But all of that we worried about, it's coming to fruition. How soon before Kamala takes over? I hope I'm wrong. You hear what I'm saying? But right now, I don't get it. I don't understand it. The press will not touch it. So you and I, you're like, you can't, don't talk about the president. You know, don't talk about the president like that. And they won't give Donald Trump credit for anything when Donald Trump was the guy that at least put this country first. Oh, get me started. Let me go to some calls while we can. Carl, thanks for calling. Carl, what's on your mind this morning, buddy?
Yeah, hi, Joe. You know,
hello.
They had those congressional hearings. The Capitol Police chief was saying that they never got any advance warning that was going to happen.
Yep.
Now, I don't know if I'm right or wrong. Maybe you can clear it up. But I think about a week and a half ago or 2 weeks ago, didn't that AOC come on and say that she got a phone call saying that there was something going to happen in the Capitol on the 6th and she got some kind of warning or something?
Yeah,
or they got some kind of warning?
Yeah,
I don't know if I'm right or not.
Carl, thank you. You know, I don't know for sure, but she may have said something. Yeah, absolutely. They knew something was up. I got to tell you, something was up with the whole Capitol thing. It was what happened. Who knew? And the FBI is saying, and we didn't hear about that. The FBI was saying there were pipe bombs placed. There was something that was going to happen. The FBI had intelligence that said it. Doesn't Nancy Pelosi say lock this down? To be fair, if I'm the president and I have all those great Americans that are out there, that are at the regular what was called a MAGA march, whatever it was, you know, and those were great Americans. The few hundred, the 200, 300, whatever it was that went into the Capitol, those were the folks that were breaking the law that we had nothing to do with. That they're just now saying. Oh, those are all Trump reporters, supporters are like that. That was wrong. And they never got to the bottom of it, of how they got in the Capitol. Did they bum rush it? Why wasn't there any National Guard? Mayor Bowser in D.C. was going to bring the National Guard in. She did not. Did President Trump have the ability to bring the National Guard in? It was just, we were so unprepared, you know? And then they're going to just, again, paint that broad stroke I always tell you about. It's all Trump supporters are like that. Hey, let me go to Phil. Phil, good morning. What are you thinking this morning, my friend?
Good morning, Joe. How you doing? You're a great show.
Thank you,
I'm just frustrated. Being a senior citizen and this virus that we're supposed to take care of, all the elderly. But why do they eliminate the regular system of doing phone calls to finding out appointments? You have to be a computer guy. Now, that doesn't make sense because about 80% of the seniors don't use a computer.
Yeah.
So, you know, these young people today, they have no sense of direction. You know, why would you eliminate the old-fashioned way?
Yeah, it's true. Phil, you're absolutely right. I'm feeling for you. You know, I am like a computer geek. I actually like it, you know. But even when you get online, you can't get through. So don't feel bad because there is no phone number. They don't put a phone number. And there's no people. Like I called Walgreens the other day just to check on some prescriptions, right? There's that recording. And the girl sounds so nice and it's a recording. And you just want to go stop. You just want to go stop. You know, stop with the recording. Give me a human being. Phil, it's not you. It's just mismanagement by New York and New Jersey. Hey, before we break, Dove Hyken, kind enough to call in. Dove, good morning. How you doing this morning? Nice of you to call, my friend.
I am doing great, and I hope you're doing well as well.
Joey Sebelius said, call Dove Hyken. The day got away yesterday. I forgot the call. I apologize. Dove, I know you and Sid apparently are going to protest outside of SNL. You are absolutely right. That was a racist comment by Michael Che about the vaccines in Israel. Where are we with that? And, of course, I stand kind of in the middle because that's my home. That's my old home. But I understand. Yes,
absolutely.
Please.
And I totally understand. Look, I'm not calling the comedian, you know, Michael or NBC anti-Semites. I'm careful about how I use those terms.
Okay.
But what they did and what was presented is clearly something that crosses the line. And by the way, it was only a couple of months ago that they had a different skit. People have forgotten, didn't get as much attention. They had a Miss Hitler beauty pageant, and the punchline was from Michael as well. Guess who won the Miss Hitler beauty pageant? And the answer was Miss Israel won. I mean, just not acceptable. Just not acceptable. First of all, I don't find this funny. It's outrageous. And also, I got to tell you, it causes hate. You know, Jews only care for themselves. Jews only are interested in themselves. Yeah. That's the punchline. That's the message, actually. And the facts are totally different. I mean, the facts is, you know, the people of Israel, 6 million Jews, 2 million Arabs, everyone within the state of Israel is treated the same way. And in fact, the percentages of non-Jews vaccinated are incredibly high. Israel has been the leading country in the world, God's sake. And by the way, as far as the Palestinian Authority, you know, the West Bank, Judea, and Samaria, it was the PA, Mahmoud Abbas, who said, by the way, under the Oslo agreements, they are responsible for health, but they were the ones who said, we're going to take care of this. But, you know, facts don't matter, Joe. So I'm not calling anyone anti-Semites. We're going there Saturday night, 9 o'clock, 49th Street between 5th and 6th, to, you know, try to educate them and try to say this is wrong, this is not acceptable.
Well, listen, you have all the right in the world to do it, and I applaud you and Sid for doing that. That's Saturday night, 9 o'clock, because also Michael said, and by the way, love Michael Che, love Colin Jost. Colin's been on the show, so I don't want to, but he said, he showed a picture of Andrew Cuomo, say what you will about Andrew Cuomo, and Andrew Cuomo looks like all three Goodfellas in one. That is so racist toward Italian Americans. And if you're going to do a joke like that, let me do it. Let the Italian, we will do it. You know, we will joke about Governor Cuomo in that regard. But if we're Italian, we could do that. Was racist. So you're just saying, look, just to let people be aware of it. Interesting, though, Dove, why do you think they get away with it? Why does the left get away with being racist where, God forbid?
Well, that's exactly the point. They would never get away with any of this if it was directed against the black community, if it was directed against the gay community and others. Yeah. They would never. I mean, if they tried something like this, they would be protest demonstrations, God knows what, happening in the streets of New York. But for some reason, whether it's the Italian community, whether it's the Jewish community, you know, you can get away with it. You can say it. And by the way, often the people behind it are Jews. It doesn't make it any better. The bottom line is, and that's one of the reasons I was reaching out to you, Joe, you know the people over there. Yeah. All we're looking for is a little sensitivity. How about, you know, I mean, something that people find so difficult to do. I apologize. I made a mistake. Yeah. You know, just,
you know what?
And that would be the end of it. We wouldn't have to go out there on Saturday night at 9 o'clock. But sorry. You know, this is bad stuff.
Yeah, God forbid. We were just talking about that with John Solomon. No, they never say they're sorry. The press never says they're sorry, or the left never says they're sorry. And I don't mean to make this a right or left thing, but it's true. But if you want to, Dove, if I may, before we let you go, is you want to write a letter. If you want to do a letter, I'll get the letter to where it has to go if you'd like, you know, a personal letter.
Take you up on that. Absolutely. I will take you up on that. And again, we're not calling NBC or, you know, the comedian, Michael, an anti-Semite. Sure. I don't know him to call him that.
Yeah.
I wouldn't do such a thing, but these people need to be educated that this is unacceptable. Whether it is directed against the Italian community, the Jewish community, it's wrong. And treat us like you treat everybody else. That's all I want. Don't give us anything more, but don't give us anything less.
You know what, Doug? We love you, man. And you're right on the money. And you're speaking the truth, my friend.
Thank you so much, Joe. I appreciate it so much.
Yes, sir. I'll call you afterwards. We'll get the information out. Thank you, Doug.
You got it. Take care.
God bless you. Good man. A good man. I love when someone sticks up for their heritage. Oh, my gosh, because it's so true. If someone's snarky, if someone's, like, politically left, like SNL is, I got, you know, I'm from there. I don't want to criticize it, but it's true. They get away with anything. And God forbid I say, I got to watch what I say on the radio. Because they'll take the microphone away. Not fair. Remember as a kid you used to say that, Debbie? Not fair. It's not fair.
Not fair.
So, oh, that's my true. Lordy. Lordy, lordy. Hey, Joe Borelli is fired up. Mark Morgan is on the show coming up. And Greg Jarrett, Dr. Nicole Sapphire, and Tom Dreesen and Debbie Duhaime right now. Checking out the roads for you on AM 970. The Answer. Thanks, Deb.
Thank you, Joe. Let's go to the Southern State Parkway westbound right at Hempstead Avenue. It's an accident. Traffic slowing down on the Meadowbrook northbound, that ramp to the Northern State. An accident there. 280 West, exit 15, getting into Newark. A collision. That's in the process of being cleared. And we're still seeing slowdowns on 22 eastbound in Reddington with an accident. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Eye on Real Estate, New York's longest running show on real estate, answers everyone's questions from California to across the Atlantic in London.
It's actually Gateshead, a little bit away from London. I've been a huge fan of yours for many a year.
Dottie Herman and her expert team will help you through the ins and outs of property ownership.
We have great listeners, a great audience, and a great team of professionals.
Call 866-970-9622 with your question Saturday morning at 10 on AM 970, The Answer.
Hi, AM 970 listeners. Steve Adubato here. On One-on-One, we go in-depth and up-close on the issues that matter to you.
The jobs of tomorrow are not the jobs of yesterday.
Our culture, I don't think, has ever been tested the way it's being tested right now.
So check out my show, One-on-One, weeknights at 7 p.m. on NJTV and 12:30 a.m. on WNET 13 and online on NJ.com.
Hey, it's Joe Piscopo. Catch my friend Steve and his great lineup of guests every weeknight on One-on-One with Steve.
There's 1 week left in the regular season, and the Orange visit Atlanta to meet red-hot Georgia Tech Saturday. It's a noon tip-off with Orange pregame at 11:30 on AM 970, The Answer. New York's home for Syracuse University basketball.
Folks, there's one man that every mover and shaker goes to for advice on running your government and their businesses. And we have him right here for you. We're proud to bring you the Catman, John Catsimatidis, every Wednesday at 5 p.m. Catch him if you can on AM 970, The Answer.
Listen to AM 970, The Answer on Alexa, TuneIn, iHeart, or radio.com.
Hey, Joe Borelli standing by. Can I tell you about Relief Factor real quick? I want to tell you about Kent from Arkansas. Oh, yes, he says here, I'm quoting here, before Relief Factor, I never had a day when something didn't hurt and just wanted to crawl into bed. Look at that. And Kent goes on to say, now I am amazed at how much pain has decreased and improved my daily life. That is another happy customer that cured his pain using Relief Factor. If you're struggling with back pain, with neck pain, shoulder, hip, knee pain, come on, even general muscle aches and pain, Relief Factor is the cure that you are looking for. Now, if you want to get rid of that lingering pain, I personally suggest that you order the 3-week quick start. It's still discounted to only $19.95. It's to see, and again, Seth came up with this. What a smart kid, Seth is. You know, Pete's son. He said, let's just offer a 3-week quick start of Relief Factor, and we'll make it only $19.95. It's to see if we can get you out of pain, just like Kent. I think we can. Work for me. I think it's going to work for you. ReliefFactor.com, please. That's ReliefFactor.com or call 800-500-8384. ReliefFactor.com. This is the morning. Come on. Give a call to get rid of that pain. 800-500-8384.
Larry Elder, tonight at 8 and 10 on AM 970. The Answer.
Joe Borelli is the guy, Councilman Joe Borelli, Minority Whip of the New York City Council, just nominated again to run again. The Republicans are backing this young man. He is a superstar. Joe, great job when you sat in last week. Thank you for doing that. I heard rave reviews, my friend.
It was a lot of fun. We got to speak about my favorite topic, Andrew Cuomo. So it was a blast.
Well, usually I get tweets back. Well, they go, we miss you, but or gee, it's not the same without you, or who are those people? But I got all good notices saying, you know, Joe, we missed you, but the kid was good. This kid, Joe Borelli's good. They kept so thank you for that. Because you know what, Joe, when you come on, you joke about, you like to bring someone of you that gets it, that is aware and hip and savvy like yourself, Mr. Borelli, because otherwise it shows respect to the audience. But tell us about
Andrew. I'd like to say good looking too, but it is radio.
You don't need to worry.
Some of my best pieces.
You don't have to worry about that. That's what's great about radio, brother. Hey, so, what are we doing with the sexual harassment thing? Anybody can say anything, and you know, Tara Reid, the poor gal went out on the limb. You're saying Joe Biden did this, that, and the other thing. The press never went near it. Is this authentic? This sexual accusation against Governor Cuomo, Joe Borelli?
Well, certainly the accusations are detailed. She had told people contemporaneously. She told her mother. She showed the text messages between her mother. She had an email with the governor's top person emailing her back saying that the governor likes her because she looks like the governor's last girlfriend. That's creepy stuff right on its face that there is actually evidence for. And if the new standard from the left is not only believe all women, but that we have to investigate every claim of sexual harassment, there is no fundamental reason why this claim should be investigated. Well, let me be clear. I don't know whether Governor Cuomo did those things he's accused of or not, and certainly no one does. But I do know the standard that Democrats hold people. I know the standard that Andrew Cuomo holds people when it's politically expedient to him. He's the guy who suggested that Brett Kavanaugh should take a lie detector test. Joe, there's tons of places in Manhattan, there's probably 24 that offer polygraph lie detector tests, that the governor himself, if he's so inclined to use this as a way to prove innocence, he could sit down and take a lie detector test himself.
Well, and I see a litany of posts now from Nicole Malliotakis, from Janice Dean, quoting Governor Cuomo himself. They show the governor saying about if a woman has a complaint, it should be investigated. And Lord knows what happened to Judge Kavanaugh and how they go after. But they just don't want that. Something tells me they'll just go away unless John Solomon said something from Just the News. He said that this is the governor's in too deep now, that he's not going to get out of this. What does your instinct tell you, Joe?
Yeah, see, I think there's a Rubicon that was crossed. And I think it happened when Democratic legislators, specifically some of the women on the state Senate and state assembly, they realized they'd rather be in the condemn and let's investigate Governor Cuomo camp than the let's just keep our mouths shut or even defend Governor Cuomo camp. And we've never been at that point. We've never been at the point where the majority of Democrats want to come out and take shots at this guy because, in truth, they've been so genuinely afraid of him. I mean, I know it sounds silly because we're talking about adults in the room and we're talking about adults who aren't going to be physically beaten, but they're literally afraid of Governor Andrew Cuomo. And they've been through so many years that it's been paralyzing on the legislature. And I'm sorry, but even the legislative leaders are still in this Cuomo cult where they're issuing the most weakest of statements against him. Oh, maybe we'll investigate. Oh, maybe she should be heard. No, that's not how you've treated sexual harassment claims, credible, by the way, credible sexual harassment claims against people in the past, and he needs to be held to the same standard.
So impeachment, you think? You think there'll be some sort of impeachment brought toward him from the Assembly and the Senate in Albany, Joe?
And I'll tell you the truth, Joe. That's going to be hard, and I'll tell you why. Because he's still a powerful factor in the budget process. And these Democratic state senators and state assemblymen are more concerned about bringing home pork and nonsense and their pet projects to their districts than they are about actually getting to the bottom about a credible sexual harassment threat. We're going to see that play out. The reason I'm hearing behind the scenes that some of them are not pushing back is only so that they don't lose any leverage in the budget process.
Wow, that's really scary. You know what? I got to correct me if I'm wrong, Joe, and I shouldn't say this. And Andrew Cuomo is welcome on the show. He never comes on. He never calls in. But I got to tell you, I remembered he was going to get a test. It was during one of those press conferences, one of those COVID press conferences, you know, and it had to be 6 months ago, early on. And then one gal walked up and he said, and I heard him say on camera, "You look good in that outfit. You look good in that outfit." He said, and I'm looking at him. I said, "Oh my God! Did he just say that? It went away.
The governor has made many cringeworthy statements over the years that people could contrive as being sexually insensitive. Yeah. And in Ms. Boylan's op-ed she wrote detailing her account, there's a lot of cringeworthy stuff in there. I think it's important, though, to realize that the stuff that's in that actual essay escalates well beyond creepy old guy cringy stuff, well beyond that to touching and to using the resources of the state and his own staff to try to make himself alone with her. And that's where you really cross a line.
Well, we'll see. Listen, we talked about you, Lee Zeldin, Nicole Malliotakis, Janice Dean making a run for the governor's office. What are you hearing on the inside, Joe Borelli?
Well, look, I mean, I think Lee is a great candidate. I mean, I think all of them are good candidates. But Lee seems to be the one who's interested now, the most interested. He might be one of the strongest candidates. I think at least Stefanik would be a very strong candidate. We're going to have to wait and see. It's going to play out. But either way, there's no doubt that we have a lot of Republicans champing at the bit, wanting to run at this guy. Whereas 4 years ago and 8 years ago, there was a little hesitation. And I think we should be open and honest about that. He was a very strong candidate. He's not today.
Yeah. Joe Borelli. Hey, Joe, before we let you go, middle school's open today. Yay. Full days now. Middle schools. Is that right?
Look, it's good stuff. It's good stuff. We want to get as many kids in the classroom as possible. Not every middle school is open 5 days a week for all the kids, which is the goal. Okay. But, you know, it's just a step. It's a baby step. And I'm concerned that we're not even going to see high schoolers back before the end of the year. I'm concerned that we're not going to see school athletics come back before the end of the year. The mayor has dilly-dallied enough. The teachers' union has fought him enough. It's time to give up and go back to the wild days of 2019 when we just had school and things were normal.
Yeah, thank you. Joe, listen, thanks for sitting in. Thanks for being there. And thanks for the fight, Joe Borelli. Great job, my friend. Give my
thank
love
you,
to the
Joe.
Family. Yes, sir. Joe Borelli right there. He's one of the smartest political stars on the scene today. Always proud to have Joe on the air with us. Councilman Joe Borelli right there. Joe Piscopo on the radio. Mark Morgan's going to join us. You don't want to miss Mr. Morgan. He is kind enough to join us as well. 877-970-2999 is your own private hotline to the show. Right now, Big Al standing by with the headline news right here on AM 970, The Answer.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970. The Answer.
41 degrees at 8:36. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. New York State's health commissioner will testify at a hearing this morning after being under fire for the coronavirus nursing home controversy. Dr. Howard Zucker will be questioned by lawmakers in a joint hearing on health and Medicaid. The state attorney general accused Governor Cuomo's administration of undercounting coronavirus nursing home deaths. Zucker has also gotten negative feedback for ordering nursing homes to take in coronavirus patients from hospitals back in the spring. Zucker said that was the right health decision given the facts at the time and was also based on CDC guidance. Jeep is reinstating Bruce Springsteen's Super Bowl commercial after the dismissal of drunken and reckless driving charges. The company had put the two-minute advertisement titled The Middle on hold when reports of the allegations surfaced on February 10th, 3 days after the big game. The 71-year-old rocker appeared in Newark court via Zoom yesterday, pleading guilty to drinking in an area where alcohol isn't allowed back in November. The judge imposed a $540 fine. A spokesperson for Jeep says they're now unpausing the film since the matter has been resolved. In sports, it was the Flyers over the Rangers 4-3. Seton Hall lost to Butler 61-52. Stuck in traffic, Debbie Duhame's got the answer.
And good morning, Al. Thanks a lot. Bronx River Parkway southbound at 177th. It's a collision. Traffic is still moving pretty slowly as you take a ride over to the Van Wyck southbound right at Hillside Avenue. They're doing construction, and that's slowing everybody down there. Stop and go traffic on the Meadowbrook northbound ramp to the Northern State West. It's a collision right on that ramp. Traffic slowing down on the Sacticos north at Pioneer Drive into Bayshore and Brentwood with a collision there. Inbound GWB up to 20, Lincoln 10, Holland about 20 to 25, 22 eastbound getting into Reddington. It's an accident out by Van Horn Road and 280 West exit 15 heading right into Newark. Watch out for a crash out by the Stickle Bridge as well. It's kind of busy on the southbound thruway 13 down toward the Mario Cuomo Tappan Zee Bridge with sun glare. Sunny today, high of 47. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhame with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Presented by Rocket Mortgage. When you need certainty in the home buying process with a loan that fits your life, Rocket can. When you need an expert to help navigate the home loan process, Rocket can.
Hey, Joe on the radio, you know, this year marks 20 years since America's darkest day, September 11, 2001. The Tunnel to Towers Foundation has been supporting America's frontline heroes ever since. When a first responder, I keep telling you, first responders, law enforcement, military service member, does not come home, young children are left behind, families are devastated. Tunnel to Towers pays off their mortgage to lift the financial burden and to bring that family stability. I keep telling you about these catastrophically injured veterans, severely injured like you and I just can't imagine. The spirit, the positive energy from these veterans. It just is so, so inspiring to me. First responders, you know, who just put their lives on the line for us every single day. You know what Tunnel to Towers does? They build mortgage-free homes for these severely injured heroes to live more independent lives. It is spectacular. I've watched Tunnel to Towers grow over the years, and they do more and more for more heroes and more our nation's heroes. But we need your help, okay? We need your help respectfully. $11 a month. That's all it is. $11 a month. T2T.org. It's T, the number 2, and then T.org. Please join Tunnel to Towers on their mission to do good and help these heroes. It's T2T.org. Thanks.
Restrictions may apply. Plans and costs for coverage may vary. Call Protect My Car for details.
These days, you've got to do whatever you can to save money. One of our biggest expenses can be our cars, especially when unexpected repair bills hit. Not anymore. If you own a car, truck, or SUV made from 1999 or higher, you could stop paying for car repairs. That's right. You might not have to pay a penny to have it repaired. Just dial **1144 on your mobile phone now to see if you qualify. You must have an automobile made from 1999 or higher, and all repairs for your engine, transmission, and much more can become a thing of the past. Dial **1144 on your mobile phone today and get your car protected before your next repair bill hits. That's right, total protection for your car and no more repair bills. Plus, free roadside assistance, free towing, free car rental, and free oil changes. Just dial **1144 on your mobile phone now to see if your car qualifies. That's **1144. Never pay for car repairs again. Just dial **1144 on your mobile phone now. Dial **1144.
Take AM 970 The Answer anywhere you go with our mobile app. Get in on iTunes, Google Play, or listen on TuneIn, iHeart, Alexa, or radio.com.
Joe on the radio, Mark Morgan is standing by. I want to tell you about Empire State Bank because I love Phil Guarneri and Jeannie Sarno and Tom and Esmeralda and the great team at Empire State Bank. They're a community bank. And if you've been thinking about expanding your business, right, improving cash flow, hey, how about refinancing debt, funding improvements, buying equipment? Now is the time to call Empire State Bank. Get started on your SBA 7A loan application, please. Their expert business team knows what is required for getting small businesses an SBA 7A loan, and their business relationship managers are there to help you through the process so you can spend time running your business. With an SBA 7A loan program, you are eligible for higher loan amounts, lower down payments, longer term, flexible uses, and there is no SBA loan guarantee fee. And you can receive 3 months payment relief for a limited time only. Empire State Bank has been ahead of this from day one of this pandemic. They've been all over this. I talked to Phil about it personally. He's been on it. You want to go to, please, esbna.com. Empire State Bank has SBA programs that can help you grow your business and thrive during these challenging times. They're in Staten Island, in Brooklyn, in Lower Hudson Valley. But you know what? If you could go to esbna.com, you'll get all the information that you need from Empire State Bank. ESBNA.com, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Dan Proft, tonight at 11 on AM 970, The Answer.
Hey, Joe on the radio, Mark Morgan is the man, senior fellow for the Federation for American Immigration Reform, former acting commissioner of the U.S. Customs and Border Protection. You know what? And Mark is out there. And Mark, it's so, welcome back to the show, Mr. Morgan. Great to have you with us. And I see you out there and getting the word out, and we really, really sincerely appreciate that, Mark. Love your fight, my brother.
Thanks, Joe. And I know sometimes I get passionate while talking to you, but it's just because this is such a critically important issue for the country, sir. Not just now, but well into the future.
Yeah, it's so true, but I love your passion, man. Hey, are you with the Heritage Foundation? Did I see that as well?
I am. I'm a visiting fellow with both FAIR and Heritage. That's correct.
Congratulations, great organization. Hey Mark, so what's why when Donald Trump did, and you did everything right regarding the invasion, if you will, of our borders, and then Joe Biden's doing the exact same thing, and they're not criticizing Joe Biden. Tell us about these cages that they criticize Donald Trump about. I mean, what's the misnomer on all of this, please, Mark?
Yeah, so Joe, it's very frustrating to hear, and you know, after doing this for 30 years. At the end of the day, when I see this, there's no other conclusion that this is just pure politics. And it's actually disgusting. And unfortunately, because, you know, the American people just, you know, they're provided with such false information, it's hard for them to decipher this. But let me make sure your listeners understand. First of all, those kids in cages, first of all, I hate that term. They're actually very effective facilities to really deal with the families. But they were called cages under the Trump administration. And your listeners need to know those so-called cages were built under the Obama, then Vice President Biden's administration. And at that time, both Obama and Biden lauded and said how great the efforts were that we built those facilities to take care of specifically families and kids. And then you transform to the Trump administration, those same facilities now are inhumane and immoral. And now what you're talking about is these additional facilities, both with HHS for families and kids, and ICE are expanding their facilities, and so is CBP. But guess what? It's the exact same facilities that we used under the Trump administration and the tent cities, whatever you want to call them, the exact same tent cities we used under President Biden and then Vice President Biden. In fact, Joe, some of the same vendors we used under administration. But when it was Trump, they were inhumane and immoral. If it's under a Democratic administration, then they're okay. It's just hypocrisy.
Yeah. Well said, Mark Morgan. And there's talk of the Biden administration building more facilities to house the roughly 7,000 unaccompanied minors at the border. Is that right?
Yeah. So Joe, that's another part that a lot of people are missing. So under the Trump administration, HHS were able to close a lot of facilities. ICE were able to close some of their facilities for kids and families. Why? Because under the Trump administration, we were successfully at reducing the flow by 75% by February of 2020. We didn't need the facilities at all. And so what you're seeing right now is you need the facilities because this administration is encouraging, incentivizing, and rewarding illegal behavior.
Yeah, and what about, we always hear about children being ripped from the arms of their mothers. You know, children ripped. I mean, really, they're trafficking, they're sex trafficking. We don't even think, you want to think about what's going on, that what you have seen down there, Mark Morgan. How bad is that? They're just, why do they sensationalize it like that? Children being ripped when, as opposed to just dealing with coyotes and then understanding that coyotes are not the animals, but these are people human trafficking young children. Right.
Yeah, it's you know, the confusion or a coyote was just unbelievable, Joe. Yeah. But I tell you, the reason why they do that, they sensationalize the former, is because it fits their narrative. What doesn't fit their narrative is the fact that these coyotes, the human smugglers, the cartels abuse the vulnerable population, that they drop off a 4-year-old and 6-year-old in a peninsula in the middle of the Rio Grande. That you know, just a few weeks before I left in the Big Bend area, there was a huge snowfall and 48 immigrants were stranded and 2 had died and more would have died if Border Patrol hadn't gone in there and saved them. And we could go on and on. Like you said, the trafficking. There's a large degree of people that are, while they're being smuggled, they're also being trafficked, but they don't know about it until it's too late. I mean, we don't talk about it. So when you incentivize, encourage, and facilitate illegal immigration, you are absolutely providing the cartels and smugglers with increased bank accounts, and you're absolutely putting the vulnerable population at higher risk. That's the truth, but it doesn't fit their narrative.
Wow. You know, Mark Morgan, what does the border need to do to manage an influx of immigrants? And what could you I would say, how do you gingerly suggest to the Biden administration, not that they're going to listen, but whatever you were doing under the Trump administration was working, sir. What would you suggest to the Biden administration if by chance one of them is listening right now, Mark?
Yeah, by chance. What I would say is stop being political. Stop putting illegal immigrants their needs and wants ahead of American citizens. Stop putting power in politics above the interests of Americans. And look, I hate going down that road, Joe, but that's the fact.
what we're seeing right now. It defies logic. Why would you undo everything and now encourage and incentivize? Right now, the last day, the information I'm getting, 4,000 apprehension of those trying to illegally enter the border in a single day yesterday. And that's a direct result of this administration's undoing of everything that the Trump administration had put in place that was effective. Why? Why would they do that unless they think there's some perceived political benefit to it?
You're a good guy, Mark. You know how I know, too? You keep your dog close. I do the same thing, man. I love it. What kind of dog do you have, man? What kind of dog do you got?
She's an Australian Shepherd.
Oh, God bless you, man. We were just talking. We did a whole thing about my dog. That's the best. That doesn't say you're a great guy. Right there, Mark. Right there. Thank you. Thank you. You know what, sir? We appreciate it so much, Mark. Keep the fight, my brother, and give your dog a kiss for me, man. I understand.
Thank you very much. I'll try not to let that happen again.
No, anytime. I absolutely love it. I hear it. I just love it. Thank you, Mark Morgan. Sending our best to you, my friend. Thank you so much. That's Mark Morgan right there. Senior fellow, by the way, for the Federation for American Immigration Reform. He's with the Heritage Foundation and former acting commissioner of the U.S. Customs and Border Protection. Decent guy, just trying to speak the truth. I am the grandson of immigrants, you know, and I always think about my grandparents coming over, you know. And I'm telling you, the legal immigration is the foundation of the United States of America. The mosaic that is America is the foundation of America. Everybody that came in from all over the world, you know, and we were the experiment, America, and we built a great, great country. And all we want to do is just keep it that way and just keep legally come in. Just leave, not like my grandmother came over, my great-grandmother came over, eye infection, they sent her back, you know. Now we're just letting everybody in, and we're being very, very diplomatic about it and very caring about it. And you got to love a guy who loves his dog. I'm just saying. You know what I mean? Hey, it's 8:50 right now, 10 before 9 o'clock. I heard the dog in the background. I love this. I heard the dog going,
That's me in Otis, man.
A man and his dog. That's me. That's beautiful. I love it. I love it. Debbie, how are we doing out there? Busy this morning, huh?
Oh, yeah. Certainly is busy, Joe. Let's go out to North Ocean Avenue, getting up into Farmingville. It's an accident over by the LIE Meadowbrook. As you head northbound the ramp to the westbound Northern State, they're cleaning up an accident there. Slowdowns in the Bronx on the Bronx River Parkway South at 177th with a collision in the process of being cleared. And we're still seeing delays on the Van Wyck southbound right into Hillside Avenue. Some ongoing construction there as well. Inbound GWB 20 minutes in. Lincoln Tunnel, that's going to be about 10. And the Holland about 20 to 25. We're still seeing some delays on 280 West out through the Stickle Bridge in Newark with an accident cleared out of the way. And 22 eastbound in Reddington, they cleaned up a crash over there. Some stop-and-go traffic on the Taconic South at the Bronx River Parkway with a disabled vehicle down through Valhalla. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Tune in to the newest program on AM 970, The Answer. Real Estate Today, America's number one real estate program. Each week, they open the doors for buyers and sellers with critical and credible information on the real estate market. It's fast-paced and fact-packed with experts, interviews, call-ins, field reports, and timely market conditions. Know someone who needs some good advice? Then tune in to Real Estate Today, Saturday mornings at 9 on AM 970, The Answer.
It's Dr. Lederman talking about prostate cancer. Your PSA went from 3 to 4 to 6.
Correct.
And then all of a sudden it jumped to 60.
It was a shock to me. That's when I called Radio Surgery New York. Your office is a whole nother world. You immediately took this whole thing into your own hands. Beyond efficient.
Did you ever have a doubt that we weren't working for your benefit?
Not for one second.
And you knew that you had a cancer of the prostate that was aggressive and went to lymph nodes. And we put together a plan to try to get this terrible cancer under control, right?
It was just like you say, no pain, no cutting, no bleeding. It was so easy. No side effects, no nothing. Just perfect.
What was your PSA this week?
0.02.
Wow. For more prostate cancer information, call Dr. Lederman. 2 and 2 choices. 2 and 2 choices. Most insurances, Medicare, Medicaid accepted. 1384 Broadway.
Hey, this is Ben Shapiro, and my show is the fastest-growing conservative talk show and podcast in America. Our show is fast-moving, hilarious, hard-hitting, and comprehensive. We bring you all the news you need and all that deep background information you want to properly understand the news. And we're not afraid to ruffle feathers along the way. We'll fight corruption and character assassination, laugh at stupidity together, because there's always enough stupidity to go around. And most of all, we'll fight for facts. Tune in to The Ben Shapiro Show every day.
Afternoons at 5 and evenings at 9. With special airings Wednesdays at 4 p.m. on AM 970, The Answer.
Hey, Joe on the radio. So I went through a couple divorces. You know, you could look back. I look back now. I can't believe what I went through. I don't know how I did it. The judge would say, you got to pay everything. And you go, oh, all right. Because you're the money earner, and it doesn't matter if you're a man or a woman. If you're the money earner, you will, the burden of paying for everything for the rest of your life in New Jersey or New York. You know, you've been there, right? And you go, all right. Then the judge will say, and you got to watch the children. Your Honor, I'll be working. Could you give me, you can't argue. You know, it's like talking with the IRS. You cannot talk to the family court system, certainly in New York and New Jersey. It is so, and nothing against the judges. Their hands, they are handcuffed as well by the politicians in Trenton and in Albany. I would suggest if you're going through divorce, you're thinking about it, and it's getting tough to call Tanya Helfand. She's a certified matrimonial attorney in Jersey with 29 years of experience, also licensed in New York, and they handle divorce and custody and alimony. Complex financial cases, you'll never work it out yourself. Believe me, I've been there. I've been there twice, you know. And mediation, the rights of children, of fathers, of mothers, change of circumstances, child support, domestic violence. Each family situation is so unique. And I know you feel bad, and I know you feel guilty. You're right in the middle of it. And everybody is affected by it, and it's devastating. Go to Helfand and Associates. They settle 99% of their cases, and they're prepared to go to trial for you if they have to. Offices are in Whippany, Paramus. They're of counsel in New York City. Helfand and Associates, they got your back. Here's the number, please. 973-428-0800. 973-428-0800. Schedule a free, yes, free 30-minute consultation. Or you can email Tanya at Tanya Helfand. It's H-E-L-F-A-N-D. TanyaHelfand.com. It's true when Tanya says divorce is not the end of a family. It's the beginning of a new, hopefully happier life.
Radio Night Live with Kevin McCullough. Tonight,
I got 7. To have a reason.
Joe, 52 miles yesterday, you're telling me? Come on. Come on.
Yes. Yes.
Oh.
Yes.
Oh. And no icy patches along the way or anything like that. You know, I'd be looking
no,
at the
no icy going, patches.
Salt,
I mean,
spreader.
There was a few
salt spreader on your handlebars.
Salt along the edge of the road. No, yeah, we were good. We were good. I chose almighty. My route carefully where the berms were wide and most of the stones had been cleared to the side of the road. And it was good. Yeah. A little water across the highway in places. But the sun was shining. I could not stay inside.
I know. It was like 54 or something like that. You're right. Now you're making me feel guilty. I got to do it. You went out. You go out. Now you will go out today. Will you go out today as well?
Yes, I will go out today. Of course I will.
You're unbelievable.
It's going to be a nice day. We got sunshine today, 48. Sunshine tomorrow, 45. Then we get a little rain on Saturday with temperatures around 50. And I think more rain on Sunday with temperatures in the 40s. So a rainy weekend, but at least it's rain and not snow.
You know what? We appreciate it. Appreciate your inspiration, too. Now, let me tell, before we let you go, Joey Lundberg, snow coming in late, one of those March, April snowstorms. Have you seen anything in the distance that you could tell us about? Huh?
Well, there's a couple of threats later next week, but right now it looks like there's more rain than anything else. So we'll keep an eye on them. I'll let you know. Right. You know, we'll talk about them tomorrow and then again on Monday.
All right, Joe. Well done, my friend. Always appreciate it. Joe Lundberg right there. He is the man. Joe Piscopo on the radio. You know what? I'm looking at the we have Greg Jarrett coming up at 9 o'clock, okay? Legal and political analyst for Fox News Channel. We're going to talk about this Capitol siege hearings, what's going on, the Governor Cuomo sexual harassment allegations, what's going to happen legally. And Greg will break that all down for us, as only he can. Dr. Nicole Sapphire has a new book. The new book is called Panic Attack. Come on. Available for pre-order. All right. We're going to talk about that Johnson & Johnson vaccine, you know, and Tiger Woods' leg injuries. And Dr. Sapphire coming off of an injury in the most heroic ways herself, and she'll tell us about that. And Tommy Dreesen, Tommy played golf with Tiger Woods, knows Tiger Woods for years, ever since he was a kid. And we'll hear some Tiger Woods stories from Tommy himself. Joe Piscopo on the radio. We will try to grab a call if we can get through, 877-970-2999. I love that you're with us. It is going to be a little warm out there, and I love that you're staying with us right here on AM 970 The Answer. You know why? Because we ain't going nowhere, and we are coming right back at you.